Hello, welcome to the Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mother in pink. Hi. Hello, mother. Hello,
hello,
Harmony.
Daughter, you are the epitome of the show must go on.
Well,
because
the good thing is you don't need two arms to do radio.
Yeah, I suppose,
yes.
Because it's a good
thing. It's been
thing.
A week. It's been a week, Mom.
It's been a few days.
It's been
I guess you better fill
people
in. Yeah,
well, I broke my wrist on Thursday evening, and I wish I could tell you that it was in a, you know, like I was skiing.
You were doing a ski jump.
I was skateboarding.
Oh, yes.
I was doing something really highly technical.
Yeah.
But no, I was attempting to do Golden Bachelorette Leslie Fima's dance class.
What the hell does she do in that dance class?
And I know it is not necessarily the kind of publicity that Lifetime wanted, but hey, it's great.
It's
Leslie
not,
is back.
Yeah.
She was on with Lori and Julia earlier this week. She is, it's such a brilliant partnership. It makes sense. Leslie used to teach at Lifetime. Now that she's done, you know, came in second,
she's
obviously
done
we know.
Bacheloring.
Yes, for the moment anyway.
Yeah.
We still don't know if she's going to be the next, the Golden Bachelorette. But she is back teaching at Lifetime on Thursdays. She's teaching a 5:30 class at the Target Center location downtown.
Okay.
And so my friend, Natalie Bushaw, who is the director of marketing and communications there, was like, hey, come do the class. It's really fun. You haven't been to the downtown club in a while. And I said, okay, Natalie, that will be fun.
Sure.
That will be so fun. And my biggest concern was parking because of the Big Ten tournament.
Right.
You know, now it's the men's, and this was Thursday night, and it was busy downtown.
Oh, I'm sure.
Did you see, just a little side note, that Minneapolis set a new hotel occupancy record this week for between...
Well, Caitlin Clark.
Right.
It
was the
big,
because of the Big Ten women's, now it's the men's, but there was also a big conference, the American Physical Society March meeting.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, I know. But hotels were at like... they came close to 97% occupancy.
So that's the closest, or that's the biggest since Taylor Swift.
Well, you know, that's
Taylor
what I was
Swift,
trying to figure out,
to be
because that was the big story that she
full
was like
occupancy.
Yeah, I think this might have been for weeknight.
Oh.
I think it was, this was the biggest week, and that was a weekend situation. But, I mean, $11.5 million in hotel revenue last week in Minneapolis. So that's good for the city.
Absolutely.
So when you hear people talk about why all of these sporting events matter, that's why. Anyway, so I was like, gosh, you know, if I can't find parking, forget it. I'm not going to do it. But I found a meter just a block away from Target Center.
Just waiting for you.
Got in, started doing the class, and I'm not a good dancer. There's bad dancing, and then there's me.
Oh.
And,
you know, I sort of remember
I was
that.
Giving it my all, Mom. I was really giving it my all.
Yeah, I remember years ago you coming to one of my dance classes.
Yeah, I just don't have the rhythm. I don't have the... But it wasn't that. It wasn't that.
But you
because,
didn't
I mean,
trip
how
over
do you
your
break?
Own
and
feet?
Also, shouldn't you, like, roll an ankle in a dance class? Who breaks a wrist?
Well, if one falls, then...
Well, that's what happened. And I really was trying. And I wanted to, you know... And so we were doing a number where we were doing a lot of jumping. And I know how to jump.
Oh, sure you do.
I don't know how to do all the fancy, you know, twists and turns like Leslie. But I do know...
This is my
So I
part.
Was giving it my all. And I was jumping around and somehow just lost my footing on the way down and came down on my wrist. So
not what you're supposed to do.
Yes. So, and of course it's my right one and I am right-handed.
That's the worst.
Because
like when I, you know, it's like a year and a half already since I had my shoulder replaced, but it was the right one.
Mm-hmm.
So I could at least function more.
Yeah. Cause you're a lefty.
Yes.
Yes.
But that's, well,
so
this is a good chance to see how good and caring your husband and your one son who is still at home.
Yes. Yes.
To see
this
if
is
they
true.
Will take over
true.
And do all the things that you do.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I could tell already that my husband was, you know, he was folding laundry and I could tell that he wanted to be like, oh my God, I've done so many things today.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I just gave him that look that was like, I do these things every day. And he didn't say it.
You know, the best was he texted me and he said, I'm watching her fold laundry and I think maybe I should help. And I said, you better be kidding.
Oh, you mean after I did this, he texted you that?
Well, no, since then. So.
Well, I will say the one thing that there are a few things that I, brushing your teeth with the wrong hand really tests the brain. So I'm thinking maybe this is going to make me smarter.
No,
because you are smarter if you're ambidextrous. Yeah, so
it
maybe
won't. Because
it won't
that make was me another thing. A number of years ago, I had carpal tunnel, and that was a surgery on my left hand, and I couldn't use my left hand, and trying to do just those little daily tasks becomes very difficult.
Yeah, no, I'm okay, but definitely cannot right now. And right now it's very sore and I can't really move it very much.
And you're on a lot of meds. We don't know what's
going
to happen.
I mean, listen, little Percocet might help the show. Who knows?
Maybe.
We'll see. It's going to be a wild ride the next couple hours.
Here,
but I definitely could not put a bra on. Now that
I'm sure your husband was very pleased.
Well, he's not very good at getting them on.
No.
struggled
isn't
with
it
the
funny.
Yeah, he's I don't have a lot of experience with this.
Yeah.
He managed.
He'll learn. I'm glad.
He managed.
Better that he could help you than having to ask your son.
This is very, very true. Very true. Well, let's get to it because actually I had to be here because there is a lot going on, a lot of retail stories. Let's start with one that's near and dear, a local favorite, the Foundry Home Goods.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a kind of a funny one. The Foundry sent out a note to all of their fans and basically said, we're closing. We're closing the shop. They're moving. They're moving it.
Now, the building or the manager.
Yes. And they were very.
My husband told me this.
Right. They were very candid about it. So now what you need to know, I mean, the Foundry Home Goods has moved. You know, they started out in the North Loop.
Right.
They then went to South Minneapolis.
Yep.
And it's a good testament that they can bring their vibe anywhere and their beautiful aesthetic. They are able to make anything look beautiful. But they settled it's near what I still think of that. It's Old Town now is what we actually call that
Old
neighborhood.
Town?
That is what that neighborhood wants to be. Because we all say, you know, like near where St. Anthony, Maine was, you know, but they want
that,
it. They're trying to rebrand that neighborhood.
North Loop. I didn't realize that.
That's not really the North Loop.
Okay.
It's Northeast, I would say, but it's, you know, it's around the corner from Alma and Watershed. And that's becoming a great, and you're right off of the river. It's a great neighborhood. And beautiful, beautiful. Were you ever in the new store?
No.
Okay.
I haven't been.
Well, it's large and they had room for events and they had a deck outside with views of the skyline. So pretty and seemed like they had found their forever home. But they said they've come to the decision that their current home at the Switch House, that's what it's called, is no longer a good fit. They love the neighbors and the neighborhood, but they've been unable to resolve some ongoing matters with the landlord.
Yeah.
And so they are moving out and they will find a new location. And in the interim, they will the online shop will keep running while they figure it out. So they'll be back, but not there,
but
which is
right
just so
now.
Sad. It was such a beautiful space that they built.
Yeah, my husband's a good reporter. He came home.
He told you this.
He told me
he
this.
Knew the news.
Yes. Yeah, he did.
Okay. And then go ahead.
I was just going to say Waggle Golf, which is a local company from Roseville.
Yep.
They had a pop-up store during the holidays, and it was successful enough that they have now opened their first store location. They have one in Texas, but they've opened at the shops at Arbor Lake. They opened on March.
Lakes. It's more than one lake.
I said lakes.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's the Percocet.
Just kidding.
Anyway, they opened on March 11th, and they decided, you know, I think it's a great idea. They decided they were ready to open this, their first Twin Cities brick and mortar, and they said they've got so many loyal customers and all. And it's a great brand. They have some really fun kind of golf shirts and hats. You've got a hat.
Yeah,
from there,
I mean,
don't you?
They have been in, pro shops capturing that, but I think they are a brand that actually crosses over. I mean, obviously, golfers like it and golfers that want to show some personality, but I have a cute hat of theirs, and I don't golf.
Oh, I know that.
And they let me buy it. So, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
they don't ask for credentials.
I think it'll be a big hit. And that, yeah, that brand has done really well. We've, the last couple of years when Shop Girls has gone on the road and we've been at the golf show,
right.
They've been right across from us. And so we've watched the madness and, as people grab all of their hats.
And what could be a better place? They're located next to Punch Pizza. I mean, that's, and also online there at getyourwaggleon.com.
Yeah, check it out. Good one for gifts, especially as Father's Day approaches and all that.
Yep.
Well, when we get back, the national retailer with a Twin Cities presence that abruptly closed all of their stores this week. We'll fill you in on that and another national brand that you probably know that is coming to town in a really fun way. Don't go away. You're listening to Shop Girls.
We sweat together. We grunt together. We meditate together. We play together. We dance together. We splash together. We breathe together.
And deep breath in.
We belong together. Join the YMCA to strengthen your basic human need for community. Learn more at ymcanorth.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Well, Mom, do you want the good news or the bad news?
Let's start with bad. And then
you want to get the bad news out of the way?
Okay,
here's the bad news. And a little mysterious and abrupt. It's always strange when something like this happens. Outdoor Voices, which is kind of a millennial favorite, super popular outdoor athleisure retailer that actually opened a store a few years ago in the North Loop. They have a store.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, yeah. They're in the, on the same, you know, in the building next to Martin Patrick III. It's the space that was Grethen House.
Oh, right. Right.
Yeah. Okay. They opened a store there and they are, you know, just kind of rose to great fame and popularity. And they have 16 retail locations around the country. And apparently, according to the New York Times, sent a Slack message to employees this week that they were closing all stores.
Just like that.
So I don't know if anyone is in the North Loop and has seen, let us know, because it was a little unclear if they were going to run out the week or if they were literally turning off the lights. But they talked to one employee who said she was offered $500 to finish out the week.
But yet they also, but the article also said that products in the stores are going to be discounted 50%, according to the Slack message.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, like a lot of brands that sort of rose to fame online, this is a this is a brand that started in like the, 2017 or so?
2014.
Yep. Okay. And they had the hashtag, you know, doing things and
just, I like their name.
Yeah, they had a lot of really big brand fans who would post about them all the time. They raised a bunch of money. Mickey Drexler, you know, of J. Crew and Gap.
Right.
He came on to help to become an investor and he was chairman, but apparently didn't get along well with the founder. Anyway, they've basically kind of hit a lull, which a lot of brands do. And it doesn't, I don't think they're going away, but they've obviously decided that the dollars don't work with all the overhead of stores, and so they're retreating, and they will go back to online only.
Okay, and here's another one when you say that. Do you know how there was the rumor that Scotch and Soda, which is a European brand, great-looking sweaters, T-shirts, and all that, how they were opening in North Loop? Well, not only are they not, they filed bankruptcy.
Oh.
And when we were in Arizona, not even a year ago with your son, we went into that store and bought some things and it had just opened like 2 months before. That's closed.
Oh.
They're all closed in the US. They're still open in Europe. But I found all this out because I ruined a sweater of your father's that was from there when I washed it. And I was trying to see if I could find another one and found that, no, there will not be a North Loop store here because of bankruptcy.
Wow, that's right. I forgot they had announced they were opening.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is what happens, you know, as they try to salvage or turn things around. And it's very expensive to have the stores and all of that infrastructure. But you do wonder, you know, is it enough these days? I mean, you look at the what has you know, all of these brands that rose to fame and popularity online, like the Warby Parkers.
Yep.
And then what happened? They get really popular and they start to open stores. And it turns out people still want to go to stores. And it has worked for some, like Warby Parker.
Yeah.
But Lululemon and, you know, companies like that. But there's a whole other generation that is trying this and not having, I mean, look at Allbirds. Look at how Allbirds has just fallen.
Have they really?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, the store's still open in North
Loop. It is. But they're having tons of financial difficulties.
Do they just try to do too much too fast?
I think so. And they raise a ton of money. Yeah. And they, I don't know. But here is some fun news. Rent the Runway, which we all know and love, allows you to rent dresses and everything else without buying them. They are going to do a sample sale at the Mall of America.
Oh.
Yes. It opens on Monday. It opens on Monday to the public. And it is going to be, it's limited time only. They're going to host an exclusive pop-up shop with previously rented dresses that they will be selling for $85.
Oh, they'll all be at just one price across the board.
Yep. They're all going to be
$85. So what kind of condition do you think these can be in after being rented many times?
Well, that is the question, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, so I don't know. Now, I have to think. I mean, you know the kind of, you know, quality and brand names that they rent.
Yeah.
So there could be some really nice dresses.
Be worth checking out.
They promise that they will have a variety of chic and trendy styles in timeless silhouettes. They will also have handbags, jewelry, and a, you know, a variety of sizes, but, you know, limited quantities of everything. And
So
just in time. I mean, it's good timing with proms and, you know, wedding season.
What do you make, though? Do you think this is something they're going to just do this one time there? Or do you think they're doing it in other cities as well?
So I don't know. I mean, I would guess like anything. Obviously, you know, I mean, the Mall of America is the perfect place to do something on a large scale like this.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're testing the waters to see, you know, does it work? Does it, would it make sense? I mean, that would be really cool to have a sample store there at all times.
Yeah.
But for now, I don't know. I think they've done these in other markets and they're trying it out.
Well, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Do you know who else was, I thought this was interesting. I saw an article that Barbara Walters clothes, you know, Barbara Walters died in 2022.
Yeah.
They are selling her clothes. And it's a very interesting thing because this article, which was in, I believe it was also the New York Times. No, it wasn't. I think it was W. Anyway, she, you know, was kind of a trailblazer with her clothes as well.
Yeah.
And wore a lot of things that, you know.
Wasn't she like besties with Oscar De La Renta?
Yes, she did wear, she wore a lot of things from there. So this week, several of the things were on sale at a showroom in Midtown Manhattan. It was a 2-day event.
Yeah.
And it had several people from media, women in media, who were there looking for clothes.
Probably because they just wanted to own something of Barbara Walters. Symbolism and nostalgia of that.
Possibly. And also they were the kind of things that could be worn to, you know, report the news. Or maybe it makes them feel like they may be the next Barbara Walters.
I think that's more about saying I'm wearing a Barbara Walters dress.
But it's not so easy because the prices range from $700 to well over $2,000. And a lot of these young'uns, you know, that's kind of out of their price range.
Yeah.
But they were, the money was being donated to help people who cannot afford clothes. So
nice. Very nice.
It was for a good purpose.
Well, when we get back, we got to talk about Meghan Markle's new brand.
Yes.
Are you all in? That's next. On Shop Girls, don't go away. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. Okay, be honest, Mom. Are you a little bit caught up in the whole Kate Middleton drama?
Yeah, especially since I read that he's been having an affair. someone named Rose.
Uh-huh.
And
just the plot keeps getting more twisty.
Yeah.
Right.
And yes, I mean,
it's hard to look away. You want to not care. It's not that important.
And you know
but
what?
Wow.
If Kate, or if the firm, as mm-hmm. they call it, mm-hmm. if they had said what she was going into the hospital for to begin with, if they had really, you know, been clear, like the king has been mm-hmm. about his issues, I don't think any of this would have happened. But the mystery of it just makes everybody, you know, more curious. And then to see a picture like this and that they found all of these.
I mean, the analysis of this picture, I'm like, what could we do with our brain power?
Oh, my God.
Instead of analyzing all
I
of
tried,
the...
I was looking at, what's her name, Charlotte? Is that the daughter's name, I think?
Yeah.
I was looking at her sweater and they're saying that the sleeves don't match. It took me 10 minutes to see how they didn't match.
It's like, you know, in People magazine where they do the, like where there are 10 things wrong with the photo
yes.
and you
yes.
have to find them.
Yes.
That's what it's like.
Yes.
Anyway. All right. I'm trying not to pay attention. You kind of can't help it.
Yeah.
It's a little nutty, but it's a little, you kind of do wonder,
but
then along comes Meghan Markle.
And I don't think it's any accident that this is when she, posted this.
It is very interesting timing that is not likely to endear her to those who are Team Kate.
Who cares?
So Meghan Markle this week launched a lifestyle brand.
Yes.
From Montecito, which is where she lives, neighbors with Oprah.
Right.
And Ellen DeGeneres and all the others.
But that's not the name of the brand.
It's called American Riviera Orchard.
Doesn't that just trip off the tongue?
And
then Montecito is under it because that's the neighbor. And
it says,
called that because Santa Barbara is where she lives and they call that.
Yeah, the American Riviera.
Right.
Sure. So it's if you go to the Instagram, which by the way, already has
400.
Over 400,000
yeah.
followers.
Correct. Yes.
There is just like several photos that make up the new logo, gold on cream, and it says by Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, established in 2024.
Yep. This is the thing that I really love the most. It said, okay, so the first picture that's up, it's kind of a like a blurry picture of her preparing some kind
she posted in stories a video.
Yes. Preparing a meal,
uh-huh.
supposedly. And, you know, there's beautiful flowers there. And she has the song from Nancy Wilson. What is it? I Wish You Love or
yes.
something like that.
Yeah.
And all I could think of is, well, I am assembling Trader Joe's frozen foods.
Yes.
With dead flowers sitting on the cupboard listening to Miley Cyrus singing I Used to Be Young.
Yeah.
I didn't relate.
Right. It's an aesthetic dream of domesticity. That's how the Wall Street
yes.
Journal explained it. And this is my favorite. The launch was met with initial confusion by some fans. Raina Morris, a Los Angeles screenwriter and self-professed Meghan Markle fanatic, she deemed the brand's name, the name yep. American Riviera Orchard,
mm-hmm.
deeply meaningless and difficult to say.
Why didn't she just call it Montecito? I mean, that
maybe she couldn't get the URL.
Oh,
probably,
maybe,
you know,
maybe. But I mean, I don't think that's going to stop people from going there.
The Wall Street Journal also said it sounds like a Kirkland signature subline of dish towels. But the Wall Street Journal dug in and a trademark application was filed earlier this year. It includes requests for goods and services, including tea services in the nature of tableware, tablescape goods, nut butters, fruit butters, legume-based spreads,
yes.
garlic-based spreads, and sesame-based spreads.
So it's a version.
There will be so many spreads.
It takes time to make all those friends. But
I think
it's
this is
like,
a bad move. Bad
I don't think
move
you're necessarily
and a
right.
bad look.
You know, there are people who say this is like her answer to Goop. It's not going to be as off-putting to a
yeah,
lot of people.
I disagree. You don't tell me it's not going to be off-putting when you name your brand American Riviera Orchard. Give me a break.
Nobody's going to remember that name.
This is what I actually So the Wall Street Journal talks about the economics of starting a lifestyle brand, which are very, very good, that, you know, people are paying for this stuff.
Right.
And when you look at the leading ones like Goop, like Magnolia by Joanna and Chip Gaines, Chrissy Teigen, your favorite, yeah, with hers, Rachel Ray, those brands are making, you know, millions and millions. And many, yeah, of them have tripled their value in the last few years. And Martha Stewart is still going strong.
Right.
But at least, you know, Gwyneth, say what you want about her being out of touch with the average person. The brand is called Goop. The name is not off-putting,
right,
itself.
You're right. And it's easy. It's one word.
Everything about this name is off-putting,
yeah,
and
name,
out of touch.
Right. The only thing that I think is interesting, and I don't know if everybody really knows this, this is not her first lifestyle venture. In 2014, she had a lifestyle blog called The Tig, T-I-G, where she shared recipes, travel tips, and personal photos from all of her adventures. She shut this down in 2017 before she married Prince Harry. So one fan has already called this venture The Tig 2.0.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I do think...
just wonder if she, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt that she was ready to go with it, that this was the plan. But then
all
this stuff is going on. And do you think there was any discussion, like, is this the right week to do
to
this?
Do it? Well, you know.
And is it just a big, like, you know, I don't care about you. I mean, it's hard.
Well, they
not
certainly
to
aren't nice to her. So,
right. She's just living her best life.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, as you said, she's already got 400,000 signed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure, you know, I'll look at it.
Of course.
If I can remember the name.
We all will.
You know.
Yes.
But, yeah.
How could you not?
No. It's interesting.
Okay.
So another thing that happened, is, which I thought is weird, but maybe it's not, Netflix and Bath and Body Works have teamed up and created Bridgerton-inspired products.
Isn't this about 2 years late?
No, the third season is coming up.
Oh.
You know, that's the thing. I watched
watch
the first
season.
That's, you know, with, what was his name? Jean whatever. He was gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Yes.
I have not watched it since. But the new season is coming up. And so they've teamed up and they've got a collection of 32 different categories, body care, candles, soaps, hand sanitizers in 5 different scents, including Hero Fragrance Diamond of the Season, which must have something to do with the show. And they all will be in-store and online on March 25th.
Hmm.
They decided this was just an absolute perfect partnership because there is, according to Bath and Body Works, there is a significant overlap between Bridgerton viewers and the brand's shoppers. How do they know that? And they said, we have a very beloved core consumer who really considers Bath and Body Works to be part of their life. And so they've got all of these products that will be out, lotions and all the rest. They'll be displaying them in the front of the stores, and they think that this will be a good way for them to get in with younger customers as well. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't care.
And I just didn't, I mean, the second season didn't do anywhere near what the first
season
did.
But they've got a third coming up, so it must have done something.
Yeah.
I would think. Another thing that we never talked about, somehow I knew about it, but we never got to it back. It's a few months ago when Angelina Jolie became a seamstress. She actually opened, I believe it's called Angelina Jolie Atelier.
Mm-hmm.
And she is designing.
Didn't she open a store?
I don't think
so. Yeah, there's a space in New York. I've seen a video of it.
There is?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I didn't know about that. I just knew that she opened.
I'll find it while
atelier.
You talk about the Academy Awards.
She designed, and I apologize because I probably won't say her name right, and I love her husband, John Batiste, but Suleika.
Yes. Suleika.
His wife wanted a special dress for the Oscars. John Batiste was nominated. His song was nominated. And if you haven't seen the movie, American Symphony, I recommend it highly. That is about their life. Anyway, Angelina Jolie created this dress that literally has a design on the back of him, of John Batiste, like conducting the orchestra. Mm-hmm. Jolie did not do this all herself. I'm trying to find the guy's name. I shouldn't call him a guy, the designer. That she went to help her come up with this idea. First of all, the dress is made of sustainable fashions. It's Atelier Jolie is the actual name of her venture. She explained to the designer that she was working with that she had great admiration for Suleika and how she was living and wanted to dress her beautifully. And they created this amazing dress. You have to really see it. I know that I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, it's on
already,
Instagram. Yeah.
No, not only that. I'm sure Lexi has already posted it. Oh, right, Lexi? Yeah, sure.
Yes, I have.
Of course she has. She's so good. Yeah. And it's really quite an amazing piece of art.
Yeah. Well, you can, if you're in New York, you can go visit Atelier Jolie. She has a store that's open in Soho and it's very like community focused. There's a whole like cafe part. There's a piano. You can like get a coffee and hang out and maybe, you know, maybe Angelina will walk in.
Do you think that's strange that she has done this?
Unexpected.
Yeah. It's but unexpected. In a way, I guess, but often when you're creative in many ways.
Well, she said, we are a collective that aims to show an ethical and sustainable lifestyle isn't lesser life with limitations. So she wants to show off, you know, living well and living with beautiful things and living sustainably.
Okay.
So that's the mission.
Yep.
That's what she's doing. And, you know, she's smart. She's a good business person and she's creative. So this is her latest. But yes, you can absolutely go visit it if you are in New York. It's at 57 Great Jones Street in Soho.
Great Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what it costs to have her create a dress for you.
Probably I'm going to guess that's
more
a
than
lot.
Like buying something at TJ Maxx.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. All right. When we get back, speaking of expensive dresses, we will do Whose Look Is It Anyway? And of course, this was the big Oscars week. That's hard to believe. That was just a few days ago.
Sunday.
Yes. Yeah. All right. We'll discuss right after this. Well, there's no shortage of celebrity fashion to talk about this week. Red carpets, award shows, other
television
TV appearances.
Right.
And then, of course, there is the question on everybody's mind, which is, should you wear pants to an after party at the Oscars? It is time for Whose Look Is It Anyway?
I can't believe she's wearing that outfit.
It's time for the shop girls to ask.
Can I ask you something?
Whose look is it anyway?
I know who I want to start with because I saw her on Seth Meyers and I was like, are you kidding me? I mean, Kristen Stewart has never been just like a, you know, classic dresser. I mean, you're not going to really see her probably often in just, you know, a pencil skirt and a blazer.
Yeah.
But she was wearing an outfit and she's worn similar ones to appear on Late Night. It was a black blazer with a little tiny bralette under it that was like fishnet. I'm not sure if the whole thing was fishnet or not. She managed to keep the jacket, you know, closed enough. And then she had on, it isn't even a mini skirt. It's like, it looks like the length of shorts. And then a look that I know I've seen you wear a lot, hose with garters, which you don't see every day.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, when she was seen earlier, she had it on with Louboutin heels, black mm-hmm. heels. For the show, she had on sneakers. She switched to white sneakers.
Yeah.
I don't know why she wore this. I don't know.
She liked it.
Who else would wear it? Do you imagine that was a garter belt that she had under it? I mean, something had to hold that up.
Something was holding things just in place, right?
Yeah.
Can't let that slip on TV. I don't know.
I don't know. It was just, I mean, there was nothing attractive about it. And there wasn't. And then a few days earlier, she was seen.
That's probably why she didn't call you before. She didn't want to hear about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I would have said, take that off. Mm-hmm. But then she was wearing a very similar thing at another event. It was a black kind of a sheer blouse with a different little sheer bralette and mm-hmm. white shorts with it. At least they were shorts. But the best, did you see this, Allie? Did you scroll down? People had the picture. It looks like something that you would be wearing if you were starring in Chicago. But she was just wearing it to an event. It's like a thong, like a bodysuit cut like a thong with straps. Wow. Sides are cut out.
Oh my God.
I don't really know exactly what you'd call it. It's ultra high cut bodysuit, they called it. Mm-hmm. Again, with a pair of stockings. I mean, it looks like a costume. I guess she's got a jacket in case she gets cold.
I'd feel awkward. I'm just going to say it. I would just feel a little exposed.
If you show up at my door in this outfit.
But, you know, I guess work it while you got it.
I suppose. Mm-hmm. So did you see Oprah on Jimmy Kimmel?
I did see a clip of that, yes.
Oh, you just saw a clip? You didn't see it?
I didn't actually see
it. Oh, that might have been the night that you did your damage to your wrist.
Okay.
Yeah, it probably was. She was on, and she looked very cute. In fact, she posted later because she had jeans on that apparently everyone was asking her about, and they were Louis Vuitton jeans, so I'm not going to go out and get
it. I honestly have to say I didn't know that Louis Vuitton did jeans.
No. Well, maybe they just do them for Oprah. Uh-huh. But she was given the Vanguard Award at the 2024 GLAAD Media Awards, and she said, you know, Jimmy Kimmel said, are you asked to, you know, be the recipient of awards all the time? And she said, yeah. And she doesn't always accept it. You know, sometimes she doesn't even know what they are, but this was an important one.
Uh-huh.
And she was wearing, I thought, a very stunning dress, like a blazer dress, you could call it, black with a purple lapel and purple buttons.
Mm-hmm. It was like, if you just saw it from the top, you would think that it was just like a tuxedo jacket, but it was actually a dress. I like this.
I do too. It was long and she wore, you know, black pumps.
She is just living her best life. She looks so good.
She had some real interesting things to say on there. It was a fun interview.
Yeah.
So it's
worth going back to watch if you didn't see it. Oprah on Jimmy Kimmel.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it was good.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
More after parties?
Oh, well, Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
Who you don't see out and about all that much anymore, but she was at the Oscar after party in, I thought, a really lovely dress. It was a gold kind of sheer, but not, you know, not mm-hmm. like a see-through kind of thing. It was gold and silver flowers all over. Had a peplum at the waist and then long.
Peplum.
Yeah. You know, sometimes peplums work. Sometimes they don't.
She looks very good. Her hair looks cute. Yeah, she was great.
Very straight skirt.
And I mean, for her, that was her moment, was the after. I mean, she probably wasn't even at the Oscars. No, but I just like all
you know,
of
her
these.
Her son was in Oppenheimer. That's why she was there.
Oh, right. Yeah. So maybe she was it. Okay. But all of these stars that feel the need to change. They all do.
It's all do.
I mean, you know, it's like with brides changing out of their way. I mean, I just, come on. It's
I don't
one
get it.
Night.
Yeah.
Celebrate the dress. Why do they have to change? And Emma Stone must have had three changes. Because she had like
two.
A sheer dress that she wore to the Vanity Fair party. But then I saw another thing that she wore that was like a Taylor Swift costume without pants at all.
Oh no, Margot Robbie wore that.
Margot Robbie
wore that to the after party.
Right,
it looked
right.
like she was going on the Eras tour.
Right.
No pants. I don't know. I don't know why people don't like
Hollywood
pants.
Is really anti pants.
They are.
That is just the only thing that you can conclude.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got my Emmas and my Margos.
Well,
mixed
it's okay.
Up.
Cindy Crawford to me looked great. I think it's interesting that they made it into a fashion move, that the supermodel off-duty wardrobe looked chic, but she had a play on the Pepsi t-shirt that she wore for that famous commercial years ago, mm-hmm. only it said peace, and she wore it with just a straight jean and a green blazer over it. Where did that
good
come
stuff.
From?
We can
oh, that was
that
our music. Yeah. It was just louder.
Just every
than
day,
usual.
Stars, they're she just
looks,
like us.
Yeah, they're just like us.
Yes, indeed. All right, when we get back, we'll take your questions. We've got more fashion and shopping news, a tech report still coming up. Don't go away. You're listening to Shop Girls on MyTalk 107.1.